Good morning. It's the 30th of October. We are still with Brother Harry Tennant. I read. The king was distressed beyond measure, and like Pilate, though sincerely, he knew that there was no fault at all in this man. Nevertheless, to the delight of the onlooking satraps and princes, Daniel the aged and righteous was brought forth and cast into the den of lions, but not before the king, in a remarkable display of confidence, and in a personal witness to the character of his servant, had said, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." The word continually means enduringly, permanently, and comes from a root which means to dwell. It would seem that the princes did not trust the king or the lions. They sealed the den with a stone, and with the king's and their own signets. The king passed a restless night, and denied himself the usual pleasures. What the princes thought, we do not know. There would have been a feeling of unease. Past history of the fiery furnace would not be unknown to them, and moreover, they had seen the deportment of the man they had betrayed. Perhaps there is a parallel with the events of Acts chapter 6, where we read, "All that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on Stephen, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." There is no recorded word of Daniel, no plea, no complaint. He also was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. The sun was rising over the city and plain when the king hastened to the den of lions. Despite all that he had said to Daniel the day before, he was filled with doubt, and in a lamentable voice he cried, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" The sad cry of the king revealed a great deal concerning the character of Daniel and of the king's knowledge of Daniel's God, the living God. "Is thy God able?" was a question that was unnecessary concerning the one who can say, "Is anything too hard for me?" And for us in our day, the assurance is tremendous. Neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. To the king's relief, Daniel replied, "My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me." And now we consider the one whom Brother Harry terms the other Daniel. Everything in the record is a prefiguring of the work and experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Daniel there is no error, no fault, no recorded sin. His only crime was in obeying the law of his God. But in Persia there was a law of sin and death from which there was no escape. Yet Daniel did escape because he was beloved of God. The terrors of the tomb, the stone across the mouth of the lion's den, the seal were all overcome, as they were in the later fulfilment in Golgotha. Very early in the morning, the king found Daniel saved from typical death. Early in the morning, they found the tomb of the Son of the living God empty. Stones and seals were useless against the power of God. Why will they never learn? We too are the servants of the living God. We are the ecclesia of the living God. We have been sealed with the seal of the living God. We too have been delivered out of the mouth of the lion that will devour the adversaries. And we are rejoicing in the Lion of the tribe of Judah. May he come to this earth very soon. Thank you for listening.